I think the subject matter, the Napoleonic War, this had been written about in European literature and English literature. There's Thackeray's Vanity Fair and Hugo's Les Misérables. And what we probably do need to understand is that for writers of the mid-19th century, the Napoleonic War was the last event of global import that affected people throughout the reading world of Europe. It's similar in a way to World War II for our imagination. So this was a war that figured very high in the popular imagination. And how to describe it, how to tackle it, was something that created mammoth novels on the continent and in England. Those books about the Napoleonic War tend to be huge. It's a huge subject matter. It's almost inexhaustible. So when Tolstoy sat down to his task, he knew that he was up against monuments in the literary tradition. He also was fairly new to the literary scene himself. He had a great deal of success, but he was by no means considered the greatest writer alive. I think Turgenev probably had that reputation rather than Tolstoy at this point. He also had, as most of the Russian writers did, a certain inferiority complex vis-a-vis European or English literature, because Russia, sort of like America, was late to the literary scene and didn't have a great tradition of chivalric literature, no Renaissance to speak of, not even really a neoclassical or Baroque literary tradition. They came fresh from the egg into the 19th century, contending with Romantic realism, kind of all bundled together. So Tolstoy felt that he was doing several things. He was trying to write the ultimate Russian novel. He was trying to, perhaps, I think he knew he was probably writing the greatest novel to appear in print. And he was also trying to establish himself. So he wanted everything to be in this work. He wanted it to be large and small at the same time. And he struggled mightily with the question of an artistic design that would be innovative and do what he wanted and still address all of his anxieties of influence. And I think the stroke of genius that came to him was to realize that the absence of a design was itself the design.